This week saw the opening of A Vanished World, a unique photo exhibition at the National Gallery's Veletržní palác in Prague. The show is based solely on never-before-publicly-viewed photographs of Roma and Sinti families who once lived in the Czech lands. The show represents lives and a way of life destroyed in the Romani Holocaust. Czech President Václav Klaus attended the opening of the show on Wednesday and praised efforts by organizers in mapping Czech Roma history. President Václav Klaus.
I think that the exhibition is important. This is something what we usually don't see here around, and to put together all this documentary material is important for the Romas themselves, but I'm sure it's important for the majority population of the Czech Republic. So I wish the people come here and see it.
Mr. Klaus was far from alone in his praise of the show, which was held partly under the auspices of the president as well as of Prague City Hall. Wednesday also saw attendance by other public figures, including the Minister for Minority Rights, Jamila Stehlíková, former dissident Jens Beer, and members of the Roma and Sinti communities. Cengek Ružička, president of the Committee for the Redress of the Roma Holocaust, was critical in his opening speech, saying that a large majority of the Czech population viewed the Roma as an alien element, despite the minority's long roots in the Czech lands.
The aim of this exhibition is to show to visitors that the Roma and Sinti were always part of the Czech lands. Dear visitors, it is my personal wish for the genocide of the Roma and Sinti and destruction of their culture to make it into the history books. You will find nothing of original Roma and Sinti history in Czech history books.
On many levels, the exhibition itself is personal, presenting family photographs of the Roma and Sinti from the early part of the 20th century, now lives almost entirely forgotten. Parents, their children, grandparents are seen in the pictures, sometimes in photographers' studios, sometimes on the road, sometimes in the fields. There is a photo of a young married couple, or the young officer in the army, a family gathering together generations, a child recovering in hospital. I spoke to Markus Pape from the Committee for the Redress of the Roma Holocaust, who put extensive work into bringing the exhibition together.
The main issue is to show the real world of the Roma and Sinti who lived in this country for 600 years until they were almost entirely exterminated by the Nazis, and whose history and culture is almost entirely unknown for today's Czech society. And unfortunately, Czech society doesn't know what to be proud of concerning the hundreds of years old history of a part of the society of the Roma and Sinti. And this is the first opportunity to see what kind of people lived here and what kind of a rich culture was finally destroyed.
Prior to World War II, in Czechoslovakia's First Republic, many of the Roma in Moravia lived in settlements, while Bohemian Roma were more nomadic. Cengek Ružička says that even then they were discriminated against.
Zákon 117 roku 1924, který nařizoval...
Law 117, dating back to 1924, forced Roma to have identity cards. The Roma weren't allowed to enter numerous villages. They had to be constantly registered. That's the kind of discrimination Romanis and Sinti have always had to put up with. Most made them aware they were second-class citizens. But when you look at the photographs, you see they weren't. They were normal, well-dressed, educated and intelligent people. A non-problematic people. I don't understand why almost this entire community was killed during the Second World War for reasons of race. Reason.
Celá tato komunita prakticky zahynula v době druhé světové války z rasových důvodů. Z jakého důvodu?
Given the tragic history that followed, there's no way of viewing the exhibition without the Holocaust at the back of one's mind. The terrible impact of the Nazis' final solution is felt, even though the camps and the gas chambers are, for the most part, not explicitly mentioned. Markus Pape says that not discussing the Holocaust until the last stage of the exhibit was an important decision.
Actually, it's a very unusual exhibition about the Holocaust, because it doesn't focus on the perpetrators, nor on the horrible pictures that all we know since decades from Auschwitz and from other concentration camps, or photographs of the documents of persecution. this new exhibit tries to show the own view of the Roma and Sinti themselves. They went to a studio, they asked the photographer to photograph them. Now you can say another point of view, not what the police thought about them, not how some racists try to deform their image by making them look like criminals, but this is pure their own view, and we believe that this way the Holocaust and its results and its tragedy will be much better understood. During the last decade, we collected lots of historical materials in state archives, but the photographs that are seen today here are only of family archives. That means we traveled all around the country and persuaded the last survivors and family members of survivors that it makes sense to show for the first time their world.
The glimpse into their lives is nevertheless not fully complete. In all of the photos, the subjects and their stories remain anonymous, says Marcus Pape, for reason.
For centuries, these people were taught by their parents to take care of their own privacy and not to talk, not to let anybody know who they are. This is a kind of survival strategy that is valid up to date. For instance, there are certain moments in the lives of Roma and Sinti that they don't want to let the public see certain taboos. And a very special quality of this exhibit is that you don't see subtitles. You don't see the names.
It is inevitable that some images, even the most ordinary portraits, will stick in the viewer's mind. There is a father's proud expression as he stands next to his small son. There is fear in the eyes of a young accordionist sitting in a studio chair flanked by a lying dog. There are the smiling faces of sisters and friends. One can only guess at their personal stories and fates. One of the most enduring images is then a drawing by a Sinti boy at Auschwitz, a drawing which brings the scope of the Romani tragedy full circle. The drawing could be of a Roma caravan, or it could be the gas chambers. There are many possible interpretations. It has been estimated that 5,000 Czech Romanis were transported to Auschwitz. Only 583 ever returned. As a consequence, only a few thousand Roma originally of Czech descent live in the Czech Republic today. The rest of the Roma minority in the country, estimated at 250,000, originally had roots in Slovakia.